The Biden administration needs to do more.
I think that they're missing a historic opportunity to be able to make common cause with people who just want to be able to live in freedom, want to be able to have a voice in the public affairs of their country, and want to move beyond this communist dictatorship.
A nice night tonight, crisp, chilly night again. Early morning tomorrow starts off a little milder, but still chilly, around the mid-40s to the mid-50s, depending on your area. Under a sunny sky tomorrow, temperatures rebound again. A few fair weather clouds may also mix in with the sunshine, and the highs go to the upper 70s. Partly to mostly sunny for Wednesday, 80 degrees. Thursday, scattered showers with highs of 70s along the next front to bring in sunny and cool weather Friday and Saturday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain, stop your sighing, won't you be happy again?
Happy again
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of the Beat Exchange. And we're sitting in with Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Yeah. And,
well, we had a lot going on, but I got to let everybody know something. From Hurricane Ida, I found out that the insurance companies now are not going to cover roofing problems if people have solar panels. And so if that's in Louisiana, that might be all over the United States because everybody's got solar, you know, people have solar panels all over. So that's a heads up, just in case. So you got to check with your insurance company or read your the fine print in your insurance policy.
So and go figure, they plan that. They trick everybody into buying solar panels, and then when an act of God shows up, they're just beat. I mean, good. It's not like they went out and threw rocks on their solar panels. Okay,
right.
I get that. I mean,
right.
My gosh. That's
right.
Ridiculous, Barbara. That's ridiculous.
Right. It's really a shame, you know, because I started noticing all the places since someone told me that, and who doesn't have solar panels on their roof, the insurance man happened to tell him that. Well, you're lucky when they fixed his roof. You're lucky because if you had solar panels, we wouldn't be covering your roof damage. And the man said he looked at it, the guy, it's like, Jesus, you know. And so the neighbor said, I didn't know who to tell but you. So, yeah, you told them the right place.
Good choice. Right. I mean, that's just the craziest thing. I mean, I guess the question remains is whether or not you can get insurance for those. And I guess people that have them and maybe want to get them replaced, you mm-hmm. know, because maybe they like them, right? I mean, you know, right. The new ones are pretty cool. They do last 20 years. But, yeah, gosh, I'd hope there would be a way you could insure those against, you know, rogue weather. I mean, right. My gosh. You know?
This last hurricane was, they say they're going to do an investigation, you know, that you know, people said it was like Hurricane Katrina on steroids, close to Category 5. And, you know, they're going to do an investigation. But everybody, oh, Lord, as I'm walking here, everybody asked me, but what do you think about Mitch Landrieu dispersing the New Orleans, Louisiana's infrastructure part, you know, part of the infrastructure bill. And I still can't contain myself because, oh, the gang's all here. You know, it's like they couldn't disperse. They still having problems where the money went from Katrina. So, but that's all I'm going to say about that because everybody's totally freaked. I could tell
that's
you.
That's just where we get back to needing a smaller government so we can't lose go. Money. I mean, really.
Very good.
There needs to be a much shorter chain of custody in taxpayer money. And the only way you can do that is to shrink the government so it only goes from so many hands to so many other hands.
Right. I noticed somebody sent me a note and it said that because I had brought up Italy Gate on another show. A lady by the name of Maria Zach. Yeah, Maria Zach. And she's chairwoman of Nations in Action. And so she was pretty thorough with what I had read about, but they had told me that the money that they used to hack into the November 3rd election was actually money that was from the Iran nuclear deal. And they diverted it to a Merrill Lynch account in another country for use by Obama for the sharing in the wealth.
It's like George Soros and his non-government organizations. It's all a shell game. I mean, really, it's like three-card Monty with evil money. You know?
Right. Right. No, I understand that well. Like, I can't give the address of George Soros' house, but they said that all the immigrants and their families should meet up at Katona, New York, at George Soros' house, and they have everything that they need. You know, everyone's welcome, and it's free housing, free food, and bring the entire family. So it's in Katona, New York, and I can't give the address, but I can give the city, but the address is on the internet. So, you know. I mean, you got to make fun of these things, people. I mean, come on.
You've got a pretty big lawn. What can I say?
Right. It's really a shame that, you know,
extra camping room.
It's really a shame that some of the communities expect around the country expected some of the Black Lives Matter funding money. Because they thought it was funding for Black communities, and what it did, it funded politicians, and it was funneled through Act Blue.
It was literally funneled to the DNC.
Exactly.
Directly funneled there.
And it's not a put down on anything that anybody wants to do with Black Lives Matter. It has everything to do with these politicians putting their hooks in everything anybody does from a grassroots effort. Now, of course, not all their protests were meant to be peaceful, but, you know, some people celebrate with different kind of cocktails.
What they did with the money just seems like fraud to me.
Sort of.
Because they were told it was going to go to one thing, and it ended up being funneled directly to the Democratic Party, just like what Planned Parenthood does with our tax dollars.
Yeah, that's sort of weird. We got to take a break, and we're going to come back in a little bit with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. Going to hear about what he's been doing on overpasses.
Edwards Mortgage Group, the Mason Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closings, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for FunkyUncle.live. FunkyUncle.live is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.FunkyUncle.live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on November 17th, it's Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers. For more information on how you can support Live from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live and follow us on social media.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
Potatoes Anna. Thinly sliced potatoes baked with a tremendous amount of butter between the layers. Although it's made with only two ingredients, plus salt and pepper, the preparation requires so much effort that it's rarely served in restaurants. The French devised a two-part pan especially for making potatoes Anna. The part fits into one another so the pan can be turned over again and again on the stove until the spuds are browned on the top, bottom, and edges. Another way to make the dish is to layer the potatoes in a cast iron skillet with heavy dousing of clarified butter. Then fit a smaller cast iron skillet inside it and press the potatoes down. The potatoes Anna was named for any of three glamorous, free-thinking women who patronized Chef Adolphe Duglaire's restaurant in Paris in the 1800s.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
So you listen to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange, and we're sitting here with Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. So you had a good weekend, huh, with that, James?
Oh, yeah, we did. You know, we actually, here in Oklahoma City, we got out for a senator candidate running against our resident rhino, James Langford. And so we were out there stumping for Jackson Lehmeyer, which is something I think everybody ought to be doing. If you find a candidate that you believe in, well, get out there and say it. So that's what we were doing.
Right.
But all across the country,
you could do it on your country. You could do it on your own. You don't even have to be hooked up with the campaign.
Oh no, you don't at all. In fact, we got Dave Brad into Congress over the House Majority Leader, and even beat the Democrat in the general election with 300 people from an overpass. So, if you want to beat the machine, it's possible. You just have to wear out some shoes.
Mm-hmm. No, that's wild. And so what signs did you have this week?
This week, we had a lot of fun, actually. I just got a comment back. They loved the stuff we were doing out at the overpass from the Lehmeyer campaign. Mm-hmm. But the signs we had were trust God, not Fauci. All
that's
for
a good
freedom.
One. Mm-hmm.
Socialism always fails. 100 million plus killed. Throw the bums out and elect Jackson Lehmeyer for Senate.
That's pretty good. No, that's
and
wonderful.
What's fun about it, now we didn't even have so much as a Trump flag. Nothing Trump. Nobody with a Trump shirt, nothing, right? So it wasn't that it was Trump derangement syndrome making people triggered. In fact, you know.
No, I'm just laughing because
On one side, we had the trust God, not Fauci, but the other side was just the other signs, right? The mm-hmm. socialism fails, the Lehmeyer. And throw the bums out. And what's amazing is that these people were flipping us off for talking bad about socialism. Nothing about Trump. So they can't say it was Trump derangement syndrome. They just love socialism and don't like us for not liking it, I guess.
I don't know. That's crazy. You know.
So,
but anyway, but I saw some of the signs from the other events. They were pretty interesting. It's nice. You know, I just can't understand, like, you know, when a good way to gauge different things that go on is how many counties someone won throughout the United States. So, you know, how can someone that won only 477 counties with 81 million votes allegedly, and then someone with 74 million votes wins 2,497 counties. You know,
this is why I say they should move the Electoral College down to the county level for the states, for some relief in the states like California. Because if you look at their states, their counties, they're, by the numbers, the counties are red.
Right.
But if they did that, well, then you wouldn't have the cities dominating any state. And I think that would be the right thing to do because there were only 2.5 million people in the entire United States when they invented it. Obviously, we need to expand that to every place over 2.5 million.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, See, in New Orleans is where we need to develop canvassing and the grassroots thing. People need to learn our election process just for election integrity, just like people are doing in other states. See, and I keep catching myself to not say American patriot, and it's starting to really aggravate me. I'm trying to be a lady, but it's very hard, you know, like when you're a targeted individual, you know, to feel like calling out more than what they think I know. But anyway, in the process, you know, if you don't learn how your election process works, you're going to have the same gangsters coming back into political life through another title. And so the whole idea is to get younger people in office. And you see, like, the ones that have had their time in office, they really should be doing more community things instead of wanting a title. You know, really. You know, it's like the whole time all of these jackasses had the title, they never took care of of the veterans, never bothered to, never took care of services for the elderly, you know, and there's a number of things that elderly people can do in the community if they opened up the gates for that to be, say, a hobby or just to be interactive. And that's the part that bugs the hell out of me, because they have, the elderly and the veterans, they have the best knowledge and the best wisdom, you know. But instead, you know, we got to sit back and go through things again with the same people. You know, it's like I only heard a piece of Jeff's show this morning, and he had said something about, I was trying to drink my coffee, and something about Mitch Landrieu. He said, yeah, and he gets this thing, you know, where he's going to disperse the that part of the infrastructure money. But he ought to be ashamed of himself for what he did with the statues and stuff like that. That wasn't anything to be proud of. And it's not. It's like, even in the black community, they said they shouldn't have taken Beauregard down. He was Creole. But, you know, it's just crazy. And then not having, you know, the decency to, they put them with the wrecked police cars. That's where they put the statues. Wouldn't let Billy Nungesser from the state, as a lieutenant governor, have them for a museum. It's like he wanted to take a bid. I mean, they're not his statues. You know, it's like, come on. But you see, this is what happens when different politicians, you know, dynasties, they think that everything is theirs. Like when they wanted to change the convention center to New, well, they didn't change it. On the letterhead, New Orleans Convention Center is what they were saying. Well, they were threatened with a lawsuit because it was the Morial Convention Center, Ernest J. Morial. So they wanted that to be the name. And it's like, come on, if people are doing business and a business is working, you know, that's not right. I mean, sending a note and saying, would you please, blah, 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 you know. But, you know, coming out like, oh, no. It's, I have more to say. I'm just making all this stuff up because instead of saying what I really want to say all the way around. But anyway, I'm quite sure every state in every city has a bunch of crazy people.
Well, everybody's got to ask themselves at this point in time, what do you have to lose by changing your representatives? I mean, really, if they've been in there, if they're an incumbent, what have they really done to stop what's going on in this country to wreck it? Have they done anything? And if they haven't, what do you have to lose by putting somebody brand new in there? You
brand
have
new
nothing
people.
To lose and everything to gain. And we've got to get involved, Barbara, or this country is gonna spiral down the drain of history.
Yeah, we got to see what they're doing. You know, we're gonna come back for a break, and we're gonna go to a break and come back in a minute. I happen to see this organization. It's teaching about the Constitution. Send you the materials. We'll talk about that right after the break.
Sleep out my windows. Somebody's digging it on a lamp. But I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Love Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Louisiana's Mitch Landrieu, former New Orleans mayor, former lieutenant governor, and state lawmaker, will now be instrumental in implementing President Biden's infrastructure bill. Dave Brannon has that.
The announcement came late last night from the White House ahead of President Biden's signing of the $1.3 trillion legislation today. UNO political analyst Ed Shervinak says it's great news for Louisiana.
We're going to have someone there at the table who can help bring those resources back to the public and state.
As for whether this appointment will be a plus for what, if any, political action Landrieu may have, Shervinak would only say,
he seems to be more interested in policy at this point in his political career.
Landrieu formerly served as New Orleans mayor and Louisiana's lieutenant governor. I'm Dave Brannon.
Here's some encouraging news from the State Department of Health. As of today, fewer than 200 persons are in hospital. Larger numbers of new cases are among kids 17 and younger. For details, visit ldh.la.gov/coronavirus. This is news on LRN.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. For more tips, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Thank you.
listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hood with the Beat Exchange and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. So I just wanted to say this, James. The thing that I saw on the internet was, because people had asked me to start saying, teaching them about what communism is, because they haven't even heard about this in school, never learned anything about Marxism, anything. It was taken out the early 70s, if not the 60s was the end of it. But it's an organization now. It's called the PatriotAcademy.com. And what it does, they send you the materials so that if there's two people, you know, in your homeschool, are you going to have these little classes with 200 at your church? And it's all about, it's constitution courses. And so they send out the materials and everything because of, to restore civic literacy necessary for a republic to survive. So it's
absolutely awesome.
Right. And so it's patriotacademy.com if anybody's interested. And that'll be a good deal. But what's going on in Wisconsin too, why they're making this big, this issue with Rittenhouse, is that they found some serious ballot dumps way after the election, like 143,000.
And but it's you know, so the whole thing is, oh, go ahead, Barbara.
Right, no, but the Speaker of the House, Voss, you know, he went in Wisconsin, he went before the cameras and he said he'd get to the bottom of the corruption. But then they found out that he signed the agreement with Hillary Clinton's attorneys, Mark Elias, validating the drop boxes in the state of Wisconsin. And he's the state House Speaker. He knows that that's unconstitutional. It has to go before the state legislature, but he did it anyway. But everybody finds this out. He concealed it. When he's not stepping up.
Though, they'll do things illegal and then make you stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, they've been doing it for so long that everybody's kind of become accustomed to it. And we need to become unaccustomed to it very, very quickly. That's not what our government is supposed to do.
Exactly. They're supposed to be working for us. And I mean, not telling us what, they don't even tell us what they're doing. That's the whole craziness. And this is what happened in every election since we had to start watching because of the crazy people that started getting into the U.S. House of Representatives.
I think the last untampered election we had was when Reagan beat Carter.
Oh, Lord.
I really do, because ever since then, it's been like the pick of the machine. You know, right. It's going to be the Rhino one election, and then it's going to be the harder left Democrat this time. And then we'll put a Rhino in there and then the harder left Democrat. And all the while, they're all passing hard left stuff, government control stuff. All of them have been.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. We need to reclaim this nation. Because
the people,
we don't have the freedoms that we are supposed to have.
Exactly.
We just don't.
We need to have them. And, you know, I was so happy to see the quarter so active last Sunday, a Sunday a week ago, you know, and it was sort of like that, you know, not really. It was different then. So I don't know, you know, whether it's like, just get out in the streets and enjoy yourself. Don't worry about what these lunatics are saying in City Hall and stuff like that. I mean, it's crazy.
Just live your life.
My voice.
If you see somebody wearing a mask, chuckle to yourself, because you know that you wearing that mask is like trying to stop bumblebees with a chain link fence.
Very good.
You know, just feel better about yourself, because if you see the, as soon as you see that masked person, you know one thing, that there is somebody out there in the world more gullible and impressionable than you are.
Right.
Congratulations. Have a great
right.
day.
They said that, right. They said, remember this, every commercial that begins with, you might be entitled to compensation, refers to something FDA approved, you know, and so that was a serious quote for me.
I'm looking forward with bated anticipation with all of the COVID vaccine lawsuit commercials that are coming. Whether they've got immunity now, that will change with an administration.
Well, you know, they said
all we have to do is get better Congress in and get a better president in. And guess all these vaccine companies that are putting out dangerous experimental vaccines on us all will be open to liability because it doesn't stay that way forever if they decide to change it.
Right. Well, the one thing that what I keep, you know, why I pay attention to the rigging schemes is because, I mean, just turn on your TV and see what we're looking at for leadership. My God, this is like crazy that these people are still around. And
gosh, we get word salad with Biden every day.
Right.
You never know what's going to come out of his mouth, if it's going to be a good
But that, you know, or, I think that was just that stone for agitation. And to have that be part of our discussion, we already know, you know, it's like he had things that were going on that were covered up by the FBI, and the general public had a right to know about these things. And just like what's coming under the surface and blowing through the surface, there's some big issues going on with a lot of talking heads that are on, you know, we see on the television all the time. And these people have serious sexual harassment lawsuits they've been dealing with for years. And so some of the people where they want them to be quiet while we, you know, settle things, they're not going to be quiet anymore, you know. And so, I mean, this Wisconsin thing, what about the Rittenhauer thing? This, if you ask any Marine what was going on when this kid decided to defend himself, they were wrapping him for the kill.
I've actually taken several college credit hours mm-hmm. worth of crime scene assessment. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things that, believe it or not, in the state of Oklahoma, when you work for the Department of Corrections, you have to learn how to assess a crime scene, because guess what happens when you house a bunch of criminals together? More criminal stuff happens.
right.
I have watched the videos, every single one of them I could of the Rittenhouse incident.
Uh-huh.
And in no way was he guilty of murder. Absolutely not. It was a textbook case of self-defense with a firearm. And I'm not sorry at all for the ones that he removed from this planet, because they were all sex offenders. One of them had molested 5 boys.
And why was he out of jail? Because of COVID?
And then there's that, okay? Why were these sex offenders loose? And that's a question that I've wondered about sex offenders ever since I've worked for the Department of Corrections. If they genuinely believe that they are a threat to society, then why are they ever let out? Okay, 5 boys means that's a serial pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
And he should have never been out. So if we want to truly place blame for the death of these 3 individuals where it lies, it would be in the left because of their leniency on laws and their refusal to punish the guilty and letting out the guilty and keeping people like Kyle Rittenhouse in prison. Why are those people even there? And why isn't their prime witness the one that gave it away for Kyle Rittenhouse when he admitted
he was the aggressor?
Kyle didn't shoot him until he pointed the gun at him.
Right.
Why is that guy not in prison for being a convicted felon with a firearm?
Well, he said that the prosecutor dismissed some outstanding charges that this man had. So I guess that they wanted to frame him up to be a victim when he was the aggressor. You know, they just thought they had the kid so good that he wouldn't be able to react, and he did. And he only took care of those three. He didn't go on the rampage.
You know, he missed. I mean, he missed the first guy that attacked him, right? I mean, I'm sure that guy had some ears ringing for a good long while after that, because wow, that was close to his head,
right?
You know, but he ran away. He figured it out. You know, he messed around and he found out. You know, but he got lucky. He got to get away. But I mean, those other guys, that was suicide. They committed suicide is what they did.
Right, punk suicide. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back for the last part of the Beat Exchange. Sitting here with James Neighbors, Overpasses for America, getting to hear what he thinks about things. And we'll be back in a little bit.
I don't carry a pistol. I don't wear a false badge. And you never see me carry around a little black bag. My real name's no secret, but for me,
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, for our exciting 10th season in the Red Zone covering Saints football all season long at the Hilton Riverside in the Spirits Bar.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Yeah, you know, our own Earl King was friends with Jimi Hendrix's father. He used to go visit him when they would tour through. And I'm sitting here with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. And Earl would tell me stories about, because I was stupid enough to ask Earl, I said, Earl, how'd you feel when, you know, Hendrix was sort of playing, you know, music like you play, but with a psychedelic edge? He goes, oh, I knew when I visited his father, he was banging away in the garage. He was going to come up with something good. And I was like, oh, okay. And so we had a lot of good conversations on air, Earl and I, at another radio station. Earl passed, but, you know, if he was still alive, he'd be here talking. But what he did, one day I get this package in the mail from the record companies, because I was always tied to the record labels from the 60s and programming jukeboxes. And so when I was 15. So what happened, I looked on the, it was a, MCA had bought the catalog, the Jimi Hendrix catalog. So I'm looking at it, and it there was something just not right about the music. It wasn't as bright. So I started reading the liner notes and everything. It was like, what? They had Soupy Sales' son as the drummer. I'm like, what? So I call Earl up, and I say, Earl, you got to see this. I said, you got to come over and see this. This is too much. So when I showed it to him, Earl gets on the phone. He calls up, you know, Al Hendrix, and says, you got to see this, Brian. You ain't going to believe this, what she's got. And this was all the pre-marketing stuff. That's what I used to get from the record labels. It was before, it was the pre-marketing things. So you could kind of test drive it before it hit the market, and let them know what songs you were interested in, you know, whatever, so they could get a reading of what needed to be pushed first or whatever. And so I had this like maybe 4 or 5 months before it came out. Well, what happened, they wound up filing a lawsuit because their attorney, you know, all these entertainment attorneys, you know, all the art fraudsters calling themselves entertainment attorneys. They convinced them to sign, to put everything in a tax shelter. And once they signed over, he started selling off the catalog on his own and getting them to redo, the playing with the masters. I'm even... my throat's closing up on me even thinking about it, because that made Earl want to go before Congress, and he kept saying, come on, we got to go to Washington, D.C., and I'm going, oh, Lord, you know. But there, another show, I'll tell you what he wanted to go before Congress for. But anyway, I want to get your take on the Rittenhouse thing, James.
Well, he's innocent, and I believe he will be exonerated, and then we are going to see riots over his exoneration. The whole point of what they're doing with Rittenhouse is trying to take away our ability to defend from their leftist mobs. That's in a nutshell. They don't want us to be able to defend ourselves against them, and this was the entire Second Amendment was on trial in this trial. Unfortunately, well, those leftist attorneys don't know much, and they try to rely entirely on emotions. And if you listen to the prosecutor, and it's like watching a Saturday Night Live skit with Gary Oldman. It's really weird.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, and he's not presenting fact. He's presenting feeling. And
right.
Well, they lost the case because of that. They lost the case. And if Kyle gets anything more than a slap on the wrist, I will be very amazed.
Right. Yeah, well, they did hold off an angle that would have shown that when you see the situation from this one angle, it's a clear vision of self-defense, and they held that video off. They didn't show him till, I think, during a trial or something like that, when they, you know, showing whatever. They didn't show it to him. And so here, I like to listen to some news in the morning and listen to Jeff's show mainly. But there's sometimes I like to catch these little segments that they have on national TV, like personal interest things, you know, food and stuff like that. But what happened, I turned it on, and this, I could have taken the television, thrown it out the window. They had a round table going on, and this is what I don't like about the lying with the media. It was already said that Kyle lived with his mother in another state, right across the state line. He worked for his father. So he had the kids known. He's not a stranger. But they made it be like, oh, he went there, blah, blah, blah. I won't even repeat what they said. But
yeah, they demonized him in every way they could.
Yeah, but this was just yesterday morning. You know, I didn't like that. And I didn't like that. So that makes me, you know, want to talk about things that, I mean, I'm just an old lady. I'm 71 years old. But, I mean, look at what they're doing to Steve Bannon. They should be putting Nancy Pelosi in handcuffs, you know, because she's not letting some of the Capitol Police talk, members talk. She hired members of Antifa who were dressed in Capitol Police uniforms. And
it's
they gave them, a police escort from the bus when they arrived and gave them the red hats and the MAGA merchandise. So when they infiltrated the crowd of Trump supporters, they think it's just the difference of being a hat. I looked at everything from the back. I always wanted to see the backs of everybody's head. And
when
you could tell.
When the truth comes out, a lot of people are going to go to jail.
I mean, it's unbelievable. But I can't believe they have the political prisoners. You know, these people in cells, what the hell is wrong with them? And they go see the Pope. And the Pope knows.
The people that are locked up for January 6th are only still there because they're using them to try to intimidate the rest of us into not speaking out.
Right. I know that. You know, so the I got more Ray Epps videos, and it's a number of them from different angles. And he's the one that was there on January 5th and January 6th pushing and trying to agitate the crowd. And people were saying, no, he's the feds. You know, he's a federal agent. Don't listen to him. And so this is what went before the congressional committee. And Merrick Garland, the new U.S. Attorney General, would not admit that Ray Epps was FBI asset. And that's the part that I don't like about, you know, the feds lying. You go to jail if you lie to them, but they can lie to everybody. You know, we got people, domestic abuse, pedophiles in the FBI office, and we got sheriffs like that.
Yeah, good grief, they're still bad in Congress. They have a taxpayer.
Well,
we're
closing out the Beat Exchange for the night. And this is Barbara Hoover sliding out for the 8 o'clock show. Be here same time next week at 7. Thank you, James, for sitting in with us. See you next week. All right, bye.